the Saturday Light Brigade, and Shane Trellor is here with us today. Shane is 11, and he's really become a sensation. He performs patriotic songs as well as Broadway numbers. He's a gifted tap dancer, and believe it or not, you'll be able to hear some tap dancing on the radio today. In addition to Shane's voice, we'll talk with Shane a bit about his passion for singing and for dancing and about his life. But first, we're going to give you a chance to listen to him. So please join me as we welcome Shane Trellor.
Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain. Just singing, singing in the rain. La-dee-dee-dee-da, la-dee-da.
Bravo, Shane, you sounded great and you look great. You can't tell that on the radio, but Shane is wearing the dark flannel suit and the tie and the hat that you see Gene Kelly wear and singing in the rain. Shane, what got you interested in doing this? And we're going to use your microphone. You should be fine, I think. We'll find out. What got you interested in doing this?
When I was younger, I don't really know what first show I saw, but when I saw my first show on Broadway, it was Billy Elliot, and it really made me really want to dance and sing. So I got started with dancing and singing. I just started liking it and kept doing it.
How did you learn?
I learned from Lenore Nemitz and Karen Prunzik. I go to their dance studio, Broadway Dance Studio, and I work with Allison Young, Karen Prunzik, and Lenora Nemitz, and Kaylin Portman. They teach me dance and stuff.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at West Allegheny Middle School.
So you'll be going into sixth grade, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Cool, great. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening or acknowledge anybody else before I forget?
I'll say hi to my brother and my friends, Emma and Sarah, and Miss Kathy Ann and Mr. Pentra.
Well, I'm going to be very curious. I want to talk with you a little bit more about tap dancing, but I thought we'd have you sing another song. Now, your next song, you're not going to dance with, right? You're going to sing.
Yeah.
So I think what would be good, as long as you're comfortable, is to slip on a pair of headphones. You can choose any pair here. You'll be able to hear your music, your musical accompaniment a little bit better that way. Now that you're in the studio here with me, yeah, you might have to take the hat off to get the headphones on. Can you? And you'll, yeah, leave that on, okay. Please. And can you hear my voice okay?
Yeah.
If that means you're going to be able to hear the music just fine. So this song is called Defying Gravity. Do you know much about this song, who wrote it, or where it's from?
I only know it's from the Broadway musical Wicked.
Okay, that is enough. That will help set the motion. So here, once again, age 11, beautiful voice, and a gifted dancer, too. During our Youth Expression Showcase, this is Shane Trelor.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's games. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can pull me down. I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too higher cost. I'd sooner buy defying gravity, flying so high and defying gravity, and you can pull me down. Unlimited, my future is unlimited. And I just had a vision almost like a prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy, and through the vision's hazy, but I swear someday I'll be up in the sky, defying gravity, flying so high and defying gravity, and you can't pull me down. Someone told me late, everyone deserves a chance to fly. And if I'm flying solo, at least I'm flying free. To those who ground me, take a message back from me. Tell them how I'm defying gravity, flying so match them in free now, and nobody
And all of us know wizard that there is or was is ever gonna bring me down. Bring me down.
Shane Trellor, that's amazing. And I asked this gentleman named Dennis McCurdy to take a look at you and come in because I knew he would be very impressed. And wait till he sees you dance again, too. So, you know, a lot of kids don't like musicals, or at least don't get to like musicals until they get older. What got you so interested in musicals?
I'm not really sure, but when I saw my first one, I just fell in love with them right when I saw it.
And that was Billy Elliot was the first, or did you see one before?
I probably saw one before, but the one I remember is Billy Elliot, how I got started.
Have you thought at all about dancers or singers that you would like to be like or that you can learn from by listening to their recordings or watching their performances?
One person that inspires me to be a good tap dancer is Karen Prunzik. She was in the original Broadway production of 42nd Street, and she's a really good tapper, so she just inspired me to tap.
Well, that's great. And is it hard to learn how to tap?
Yeah. Once I first learned it, I didn't understand it at all.
Well, and you've gotten good at it, and you'll get to hear Shane tap dancing again in a couple minutes. I'm also curious what else you like to do when you're not singing and dancing.
I just like hanging out with my friends and just having a fun time.
Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I want to be on Broadway and be a professional singer.
I figured that might be the case. I think we should have time. We do. We certainly have time. So why don't we, you've got another one to sing, which is the song Ben. If it's the song Ben that I know, is it the song Ben that I know?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know who Ben is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to hear a song about a rat here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and then a Broadway number where you'll dance after that. So do you feel ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once again, Shane Trellor, age 11, West Allegheny Elementary School. Do I have that right? Going into sixth grade. And here he is again.
Two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. With a friend to call my own, I'll never be alone. And you, my friend, will see you've got a friend and me. Always running here and there. You feel you're not wanted anywhere. If you ever look behind and don't like what you find, there's one thing you should know. You've got a place to go. Ben most those people would turn you away. I don't listen to a word they say. They don't see you as I do. I wish they would try to. I'm sure they'd think again if they had a friend like Ben. A friend like Ben. A friend like Ben.
That's a good song for you, Shane. That's Shane Trellor. Singing live on the Saturday Light Brigade. Have you done anything? Have you sung on the radio before?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm glad that you are, because you sound really, really good, and it's a little bit different. Now, I know you've sung in some other places, though, right? Have you done the national anthem for games and things?
Yeah.
Where are some of the places you've sung?
I've sung at the Pirates games, the Penguins games, and Pittsburgh Power, and I think that's it.
Yeah, what's it like, and I'm going to take a Pirates game because I know PNC Park pretty well. It must be hard to sing. Do you hear lots of echoes and things, or how do you do it?
I just pretend like there's no echoes, and I'm just singing it, and
takes a lot of courage. Do you get nervous when you're in front of a group that big?
Yeah, I get nervous a lot.
I mean, you don't seem nervous at all now. I hope you're not. Although, I think most performers get a little nervous. You're going to close with a Broadway number and Tapping, but I want to check and make sure, is there anything else you'd like to talk about or mention? Because this will be our last chance to talk.
Not really.
We've linked to your website, and we'll make sure that people can stop there to learn more about you. So what I'd suggest is you're going to want to slip off your headphones, and we'll get you back out onto the dance floor, and go head out, and I'll introduce you from in here, Shane. It's hard after you get Ben burned in your mind that way. Shane is about to do some tap dancing, and we're having him do that out in the theater space just outside of our studio so he can have some room to really stretch out. Now, I also have to make sure that I have the right song because I've got the right song. It would be interesting if I put the if it's the wrong song, just let me know, Shane, but I think I've got your right accompaniment. So once again, our Youth Expression Showcase, so wonderful to have Shane Trellor. Well done, Shane Trellor. And oh my goodness, congratulations and bravo. And I hope you'll be back soon as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Coming up, Tony Dinikis here at 88.3 W.